Doctor Who, the crossover adventures, A Cause for Caroling, the final episode!
This is the evidence that I was hoping we wouldn't find. That point is the point in my timeline where I am to die. And if the fabric of space and time is to be preserved, I am forbidden to do anything to stop it!
But it can't be. There must be some other reason. Maybe it's just the TARDIS flying up again. Or it could be some weird time experiment, or...
Jenny, we have to face facts. It was a mistake to go meddling in my own future. I already know too much about the one thing that I shouldn't know anything about. My own death. We have to get away from here, as fast as possible.
What? That's it. You're not going to try and stop it.
No.
But why?
Because the web of time is far more important than the life of one ordinary Time Lord.
But you're not an ordinary Time Lord. You're the Doctor.
True as that may be, I cannot alter what is to happen.
Yes, you can. You've got the TARDIS. You can still run it.
Jenny, I am destined to die at that point in time. If I change that, then the entire fabric of the universe could be torn apart. Oh, it may not happen quickly, but the longer I survive beyond my scheduled demise, the more the web of time will be damaged, possibly irreparably. Do you have any idea in the slightest to what damage could happen if history was changed on such a scale?
Okay, it's, this way.
Are you sure this time?
Positive. Well, 90% sure. Maybe 80%. 75% certainly.
Oh, Doctor, can't we have a rest
yet? You can rest once we get to the TARDIS.
Provided we get to the TARDIS. Look, Doc, why don't I turn myself into something that flies and zoom around a bit? I might find it somewhere.
Oh, I don't think we'll need to do that. We're almost there. I think.
Okay, Doc, stand back. This is Captain Frobisher. Please fasten your seatbelts during takeoff. We thank you for flying Whipperdale Airlines.
Oh, get on with it.
Amazing!
Yes, amazing if he finds anything at the height he's flying at.
You know, Doctor, I haven't had this much fun in, well, ever.
Fun? This is fun? Well, I suppose it might be after spending all your life on Gallifrey. That's the reason I left. I assume you want to do the same thing.
Oh, no. I'm not interested in leaving Gallifrey.
You're not? But earlier you said...
Well, not permanently. What I want to do is change Gallifrey. Make it a lot more interesting and helpful to other planets.
That's a big task, believe me.
What I thought I'd do is try to work my way into the High Council. Then it's only a matter of time before I become president, and then I can really change things.
Being president doesn't give you as much freedom as you'd expect.
Oh, I was forgetting. You've been president. How'd you get there?
Oh, why eliminated the opposition. Both times, actually. But I wouldn't suggest you taking that route. Perhaps when you get back to Gallifrey, you could have a talk with President Romana Veratrolunda. She's an old friend of mine, and while she might not get you into the High Council, she may get you out of that computer technician's job.
Oh, it's not a bad job. The hours are rather good. It's just the minutes that can be a bit lousy. What's that?
I don't know. Uh-oh. Look out! Frobisher, are you all right? Here, let me help you up.
Pardon?
That's thank you in semi-conscious speak. What happened up there?
There's no sky.
Come again?
There's no sky.
Yes, there is. I can see it.
No, it's not real. There's just a roof.
A roof?
It looks like sky, but it's really some kind of barrier. Like plastic, only it isn't.
Interesting.
What could it be?
Don't know yet. Frobisher, is this roof flat or curved?
That's what I was going to tell you. It's like a dome. If we go far enough in any direction, we'll get to a wall.
I think we may have to put off looking for the TARDIS for a bit. Which way shall we go?
Why do these things keep happening?
Doctor, look!
That's the bar we were in earlier. Looks like everyone's leaving.
Doc?
Yes, I know. As far as we can, in any direction, did you say, Frobisher?
Yep.
Alright. When I say run, head in that direction. Run!
Run! Run the spot!
Oh, don't worry. This is nothing.
Doc, they're gaining on us.
Wonder how worth it how you move so fast with so little legs.
It's a mesomorph secret that I won't allow you to share.
Oh, how nice of you. Ah, quickly, in here.
What?
It's all dark and smelly.
Oh, for once, don't argue.
What is this place?
I don't know. Too dark.
Frobisher, what are the odds of you turning yourself into a flashlight anytime soon?
Well, I could take on the shape of a flashlight, but somehow I don't think that'd be too helpful.
No, I thought so. Anyone got a match?
Mike.
Oh, never mind. I found my pen torch. Oh, my word.
Doctor, can I come in?
Now the door's open.
What are you reading?
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Jenny. It's about a group of young people who meet a lion and have amazing adventures with him.
Yeah, I had to read it once at school. I like the other Narnia books better.
Oh, I'm just getting to the bit where the lion's to be sacrificed to the White Witch. He knows he's going to die, so do his friends. But neither can do a thing to stop it. It's destiny.
I never liked that bit. I thought he should have eaten the witch and run off to have a party.
That would have been the logical thing to do. But would it have been worth it? By dying, his powers were increased, not only literally, but also through his reputation. If he was saved before he was killed, then he may have been able to stop the witch. But what of the next monster? And the next?
He'd defeat them too. He's not just any old lion after all.
No, he isn't.
We're not just talking about the book, are we, Doctor?
Not entirely.
Well, why don't you thumb your nose at the web of time, then? I mean, you've spent hundreds of years helping it out. Why shouldn't it let this one slide?
There's part of me that would agree with everything you've just said, Jenny.
Yes?
But there's a bigger part that would say it's more important that one dies than risk any damage to the continuum.
Stuff the continuum. It owes you.
It owes nobody anything. It just is.
Then it can hardly get offended when you don't do what it wants.
It's nowhere near as simple as that. You know, Jenny, there was always one flaw in the lion's plan.
What's that?
He never considered what would happen to the children after he died. He didn't think of the safety of the innocents around him.
You mean Destino?
Yes, I do. Oh, it looks like I have no alternative. I have to do something, if only to live with myself afterwards.
What are they?
Dark. Redesigned versions, but undeniably Daleks. I thought we'd see them around. It's all starting to make sense.
Doc, I think it's about time we got out of here.
No, we're not in any immediate danger. These Daleks aren't even completely formed. Look, my hand goes right through them. We're not in the real world. In fact, I suspect we're in some kind of offshoot from the Matrix. And Davros is using it to create more Daleks for himself, the sneaky devil.
Oh, gee, how nice for him. Anyone ever suggested he try cross-stitching instead? Much more therapeutic and doesn't leave you with any time to take over the universe.
But where's he getting the power? Not even the Eye of Harmony would be able to do this much. There's more to it, if only I knew what it was.
I like the design of these Dalek things.
Hmm?
Very festive.
The tinsel's a nice touch.
Yes. I think we've paired out just about all we can here. Time that we were leaving.
Doc, aren't you forgetting something?
No, what?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe something little and insignificant, like a manic crowd trying to kill us?
Oh, relax, Frobisher. I suspect they may have gone by now.
You suspect. He suspects. Isn't that marvelous? Why don't we just throw the door wide and find out whether that suspicion is correct? Right. Oh, boy.
Yes, I think that boost shall do nicely. Time to power down for a bit.
I'm gonna spend my Christmas with a Dalek.
No, no, not that one. Now, time to set in motion the final stage of my great master plan. What is this? An intruder? I must investigate.
Oh, that was easier than I thought it would be.
They've cleaned up a bit.
It's yet to be messed up. We've arrived before whichever catastrophe occurs.
Ah, I see. Sort of. So where's your other self?
I have no idea. It could be anywhere. All I know is this is where he'll end. You know, I still think this isn't a good idea.
We're not leaving. Not when you've already gotten this far.
True. This is interesting.
What? That? It's just some snow globe. Nothing interesting about that.
It's out of place with the rest of the room.
Well, maybe whoever's behind this needed a paperweight and couldn't find one to match the date book.
No, this snow globe is much more important than it looks.
What a delightful deduction, Doctor!
I think we're safe. Come on.
Where to?
I want to find this barrier you bumped into. It may prove to be a vital clue.
Or if you can find a hole in it?
Oh, I doubt there will be. Davros would have done too good a job to make sure we couldn't get out. But it may give us an idea on ways we can...
Ow! Doc, I found it.
You're always bumping into this, aren't you?
Hey, it's unnatural attraction.
A distinct disability in seeing where you're going, more like it.
Look, it's an invisible wall. You know, that means it's kinda not visible.
That's not all it is. If I'm not mistaken, this barrier is made of a type of vanadium alloy. But to make it on such a scale that it would cover the entire city is unbelievable. I wouldn't have thought there'd be enough in the universe to make this much.
Isn't it used on Gallifrey when experimenting with many dimensions and stuff?
Yes, it's a perfect barrier for a microenvironment. I wonder.
Doc, is it my imagination or can I see something out there? Something huge.
Davros, so you escaped from your exploding spaceship in London.
It seems you're a little out of touch, Doctor. I escaped from there years ago. Although if I'm guessing my timeline's right, it shouldn't have been all that long ago for you.
You're from my future, then?
Correct. And according to those petty laws your race likes to enforce on the universe, you should not be here.
Probably not. Unless I've stumbled onto another skirmish between you and myself and I'm actually around here somewhere.
He is. But I wouldn't expect you to find him so easily. He's not in a particularly obvious predicament.
You've trapped him in the snow globe, haven't you?
Lucky guess.
Oh, very good. I assume you're using some kind of virtual reality technology to create a mini-universe in which my future self and his companions could survive, yet be totally unable to escape from.
Take a closer look, Doctor. See what type of technology it really is.
It's Gallifreyan. You've tapped into the Matrix.
Very astute of you, Doctor. It's a shame you'll soon be dead, or at least one of you will be.
Oh, I sincerely doubt that. Would it be too much to ask why you're doing this?
Perhaps I should fill you in of your endeavours since you last met me, Doctor.
Please.
After you had me captured, the Time Lord sentenced me to be dematerialized. Of course, my sheer hatred of you rescued me from my predicament, so I can wreak my revenge upon you.
Sounds more like the usual Time Lord cock-up to me. Go on.
I found myself here, on one of Gallifrey's moons, and thus I made plans to tap into the Time Lord's precious iron harmony to create myself a new army of Daleks so I could take over the universe once and for all.
I wonder if I felt a sensation of deja vu. That's not because this is the same plan you keep using every time your original Daleks turn against you.
But the power from the Eye of Harmony wasn't enough. I needed a far greater energy to create my Daleks. I discovered in the Matrix a record of an ancient being from beyond the dawn of time. One that, despite having less brain power than most animals, has wreaked more destruction than the biggest Dalek army.
Ah, you've been reading into some of my relatives.
Lock me while you may, Doctor. Inside that snow globe, as you like to call it, is a self-generated power to control my new army of Daleks. They're in there, ready to be filled with the greatest power ever created. The power of Christmas.
The power of what?
Do you mean... No, you wouldn't be that insane.
You underestimate me, Doctor.
To tap into that power is impossible, Davros. You couldn't control the Hand of Omega, if you recall, and that was just peanuts to what you're trying to harness.
I don't get it. What's he trying to do?
He's going to harness the power of Christmas itself. He's going to summon the Christmas Squid.
Well done, Doctor. You're not as stupid as you look. Once the power generated in the snow globe is high enough, all I have to do is pull the lever, and the power of the Christmas Squid will be mine.
Jenny, get back into the TARDIS.
But Doctor, I...
Don't argue with me. Get inside. You realize I'm going to have to stop you.
Keep away from those controls, Doctor.
I can't do that, I'm afraid. And you can't kill me either. Then I won't be around in your past to get tried by the Time Lords, so they won't be able to kill me here. Aren't paradoxes wonderful? Time to build another, I think.
What are you doing?
Rescuing my other self to start with.
Oh, look. Night is falling.
Doc, I don't like the look of this.
Neither do I. I suspect whatever's about to happen is going to happen very soon.
Shouldn't the earthquake be done by now?
Pardon? I'm sorry, I'm feeling very like it. Oh, my word. I'm disappearing. Not again. Frobisher, look after this thing and make sure she doesn't... Oh, hello.
No, 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 put him back.
Oh, shut up, Davros. Are you all right, my dear fellow?
Oh, I'm getting there. Nice to see me in the flesh.
Yes, quiet, although you're a bit shorter than...
Aha! I have just enough power.
Ah, Davros, how are you? Really, it hasn't been long enough.
It's a shame, Doctor, that this will be our last encounter together. Soon the squid will be on its way here, ready to feed its power into my new Dalek army.
The squid?
You're insane, Davros.
Insane? No, no, Marion, I'm a scientist who wants to achieve his ambitions. I will spend my Christmas with the Dalek, Doctor. No matter how many of you try to stop me.
No, stop him!
Too late.
Why do I get the feeling I've walked into the wrong play?
Never mind, you'll soon catch up.
Don't touch those controls, Doctor.
We've already been through this, you can't kill me.
No, but I kill him.
Me?
I was forgetting.
Stay away from the controls. Now, move over there, fix your other stuff.
Well, so far, I think this is going exceedingly well.
Swimmingly, in fact.
Silence.
Not going so well up.
Frobisher, what's happening?
How should I know? What do I look like? The Intergalactic Weather Commission?
Where'd the doctor go?
Good question. I wish I could see a bit better.
Pardon?
I said, I wish I could...
A light! Over there, the barn!
Those ultra Daleks. Destina, is it just me, or do they look like they're floating away?
When I say run, run back to the TARDIS as fast as possible. Ready?
No, wait. I don't think we need to.
Oh, believe me, we do.
I want to see what happens.
I've already seen it.
Here I am. Behold, you will now witness the birth of a new race of Daleks.
He's done it. He's actually done it.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Demonstration is in order. Dalek, exterminate this man.
I obey.
Excellent.
But first, may I have some plum pudding?
What?
And custard. I would like some custard too.
No, that's not right.
I suspect you've bitten off more than you can chew there, Davros.
I told you he couldn't control it.
No, no, I shall control it. You are an evil killing machine! You are to become the dominant race in the universe!
Can we make a Christmas tree?
No!
Decorate!
Davros, I suspect you'd have better luck opening a crèche.
Well, I think it's time we were leaving, Doctor.
Oh, so do I, Doctor. After you?
No, no, age before beauty.
Oh, I insist, it is your task.
Oh, no, older and wiser leave.
True. Okay, then. Oh, wait.
What is it?
The snow globe.
What about it?
Never mind, I've got it.
You and your souvenirs. So long, Davros.
No, 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 come back here. I'll get you for this task. No, don't touch it. Stop it. You need a timeout.
Oh my god!
I just remembered why I decided to redecorate. Jenny? Jenny, oh, it's so nice to see you again. How are you?
Who are you?
Jenny, this is me. Me, that's Jenny.
Yes, we've met.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have. Otherwise, why are you in my TARDIS?
Pardon? I don't...
Oh, never mind, I'm just teasing you. You're always so easy to wind up.
You're really him, aren't you? The Doctor in the future.
I sincerely hope so.
I don't.
Cheeky. Anyway, I'd better be going before Time decides to get annoyed. She doesn't like us meeting up, you know.
You can't get away fast enough, can you?
Well, I do have my own companions trapped in the snow globe, which I'm going to have to get out before they start complaining. If they don't get out soon, I'll never hear the end of it.
Companions? Is Destina in there?
Yes, and Frobisher, why?
Oh, thank God.
Hmm?
Now, it's time for you to go, surely.
Mm. Well, I guess you're right. Mustn't dwell on the past too much. See you later.
Where's he going?
Back to his own TARDIS, I suspect.
But it's not in there, is it?
Ah, but my ship is a very unusual machine. It ought to sort things out soon enough.
Hi, couldn't help but mention. Watch out for the Master. You see, he's about to take over this Time Lord you'll meet called Paul and...
Thank you. You're a bit late for that one.
Ah, yes, it's already happened. Sorry!
Well, as I was saying...
Oh, hello, sorry to interrupt again. But you haven't encountered the Muppets in Sunnydale and... Oh, wait, that's a bit too far ahead for you, isn't it? Alright, I'm going now.
The Muppets in Sunnydale?
What an extraordinary man.
Yes, wasn't I? Although he can be a tad bit...
Sorry, me again. Have you...
Goodbye, Doctor.
Ah, yes. Point taken. Bye.
And to think, that's what I have to look forward to.
Well, you know you'll act like an idiot now, so when the time comes, you'll know not to do it.
Provided that time does come. I've altered my own future, Jenny. Who knows what may happen now?
Well, it can't be that bad, surely.
I can only hope. So, with that little business over and done with, what does the First Lady of the TARDIS want to do now?
Oh, I don't know.
Didn't you suggest Cyberon a while ago?
No, you suggested Cyberon. I just made up the name. But still, if it's not bad...
Very well, Cyberon it is. No, wait, I've got a better idea.
What? Where are we going now?
Wait and see, Jenny. Wait and see.
Written by Aaron Turman, starring Aaron Turman as the Doctor, Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor, Corey Klimo as Frobisher, Yana Kilby as Jennifer Langard, Jennifer Ali as Destina, and Liam Legham as Davros. The incidental music was composed by Peter Wicks, theme music arranged by Howard Richardson and Alastair Locke. This has been a Crossover Adventures production. And, incidentally, a Merry Christmas to all of you!